Hold on. Hello? 6949.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
First and foremost, I think it's the best part about all this is just being with you from the beginning and seeing where you are now. I think it's, and just knowing that you pissed off a lot of people, I think I find satisfaction in that. I'm very proud of you, first and foremost. I think just knowing your voice got you this far, I think you should be very proud of yourself. I hope you give yourself credit. You're so entertaining. Only I could listen to you for a story, like, for 40 minutes straight without, you know, having my ADHD kick in. But I also want to say...
But you know what? Let me respond to that real quick. I appreciate that because, you know, I really wasn't even thinking about it on that level. But, you know, going through what I've gone through on this platform and having mentors and people that feel like they're so much better than me or I wouldn't have been there without them or they you know, it's like, girl, I never needed you. You know what I'm saying? And you're never going to tell me that I'm not in the industry. I'm not going to make it because I'm continuously growing without certain people around me. You know what I'm saying? And so I never needed any of that. And it's some of these people that have gotten all of that, and they're not even getting into the spaces. You know what I'm saying? So
they're stuck. Those people are stuck. And I think that goes to show for everybody listening, if you use just your voice, don't rely on people to get you where you are, because nothing feels better than knowing that you got here on your own. And I think that's also how you relate to Cardi, is Cardi did not kiss anybody's ass or butt, sorry, to be where she is now. And I think that's something that you guys relate to. I don't think that anybody's gotten you to where you are at all. I can't think of any situation, any type of drama, any type of controversy that even got you where you are that, you know, somebody made your career. So first and foremost, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I do want to say with Cardi and this birthday and before the last week when people were dragging you because of talking crap about Cardi, you guys, that's what Cardi loves about him. I don't think you guys realize she doesn't want her butt to be kissed. That's the last thing she wants. So that's why I hate when people purposely just try to ignore the fact that she wants everybody to speak good, and she's paying people to speak only good about her and not post feedback. And the funny thing is, this was just a week ago when Armand was talking about his opinion. It was his opinion, and he's rightfully entitled to it. And he was there the next day, and she was just so happy to see him. So I hope that shows to everybody who thinks that this girl is paying blogs to talk good about her. Like you said, she just doesn't want her to be lied on. And don't talk about her kid. I do want to touch on that the party. I think that seeing bloggers there, I think that you guys don't realize how much that helps with them networking too. So she's doing them a huge favor, putting you in positions where you are, where you're around people that you'll probably never really get to be around often. That's super important to uplift people in the community. And she's always done that. And I feel like she does not get the credit for everything she does from helping people genuinely. Like, this is a huge thing for some bloggers. They would love to be in this position. And I think that was Kyle there.
Yeah, it was a great networking event from myself. Like, I appreciate she's putting me in position to grow and grow my business and network. Like you said, like, where do you get that? Like, anybody that doesn't understand is a hater.
At all. And then you're going to a party where she's uplifting black people. And that's super important too for the community, that people don't give her enough credit for putting these people on, not on, but putting them in positions to do better for themselves. Because sometimes people can get stuck, and sometimes people need a little more opportunities. And if she's able to do that, and a lot of people didn't do that for her, but if she's able to do that for other people, I think that we need to start addressing that more and giving her credit for it, because there's people who don't do anything for the black community and use that to their advantage. But Cardi is always condemned because she's not the perfect black person or whatever it is, but she's always putting black people in a better position. And if we can ignore that, but in 5 years from now, we're going to look back and be like, you know, we never gave Cardi that credit. But that's why it's so important to give people their flowers now. That's why I gave you yours, Armand. I can't wait to see where you'll be in 5 years. But I also wanted to mention, do you think that, can I ask a question about this? Do you think that Nicki caused all this because of Cardi's birthday that day? I have a strong
feeling. Honestly, I don't really want to get into that. I got to look into that because I was worried about my channel, my hacking, and then I was worried about this party. I really haven't even dug into anything outside of Cardi B's party and my hacking situation. So I'm going to move on from that, though. But thanks, boo. I'm going to take another caller. Okay, we got to keep moving. 6321, you're live on the air. Yeah, I don't want to make this a whole thing about Nicki.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Armand?
Yes.
Yes, I just want to say something real quick. Like, I'm proud of you to get in these spaces that people – swear you would never get in. Like, I've been watching you ever since, like, your early reaction videos. And I just want to say that I'm proud that you got to meet Cardi.
Thank you.
Like, that was really good. Like, I don't know. You seemed so happy when I saw you on Instagram Live. Just keep doing what you're doing.
It was dope. I mean, because it was a dope party. Like, it was, bro, it was like a dope party. Like, it was a dope party. It was interesting because you could see the people who knew you, and you could see the people who knew you, like who may, like, you may have pissed off at one point, but they're not going to, like, charge you up. They just going to, like, cut their eyes at you. But then it was like, nigga, I'm here. Like, I'm here. Like, I'm outside. I'm in the space. Like, I don't care what none of that rah-rah is on the internet. Like, you know, I don't care what none of that is because it's like, I don't care about who got what followers, who got how many subscribers, who get what views. I don't see these niggas here. And it's just not Cardi B, like, people. It's a lot of people here. These are people that that like everybody. This is not just Cardi B fam. But you can't say you just didn't get invited because, you know, you don't like Cardi B. Like, it was a lot of people that like Cardi, that like Nicki, that like everybody. You wasn't here.
Right, like, I'm not even a Cardi fan, but that party looked lit. Like, I would have liked to have went. Like, it looked so lit from everybody that I've been posting. Like, I'm so glad that you got to get in that space like you wanted to. And it's like, it's only up from here.
Yeah. It was dope.
But that's all.
All right, boo.
Okay.
All right, somebody said, what do you think of Kyle being there? No shade. When I seen Kyle, I gagged. I'm like, wait, is that Kyle? But I've seen him like twice. I've seen him like come out the little VIP section. Then I've seen him in the passing. And honestly, I didn't think nothing of it. I'm like, oh, girl, Kyle is here. I didn't think anything of it. To be honest with you, I just kind of gagged because I didn't expect him to be here. But my biggest thing was I was wondering, I'm like, did Cardi know to hear? Because I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think that Cardi B knew who was all there. She was in the front of the stage. There was a VIP in the back filled with celebrities and influencers. It was like Love and Hip Hop. It was rappers. It was singers. It was Instagram, it was YouTube, it was hella people in this like VIP section in the back. Cardi never went to the back, so I think that she was finding out who all was there through the stories. So yeah, I don't really know. I just feel like Kyle, maybe he just at a point where he like, child, I want to go to the Cardi B party too. Like, I don't, you know, like, girl, Nicki, I think, I don't know. Wasn't Nicki shading him? Didn't she just shade him in a post lately, recently? So maybe he's starting to see the light that, girl, I could like everybody. I don't want to be on one, I don't want to be on no side. And I damn sure don't want to be on a losing side where you're going to like, girl, no. I don't know. 9309.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
Hey, I'm so happy for you. I'm glad that you got to be in those spaces with them. But, okay, so I'm not surprised that Kyle went to the party because I feel like Kyle been, like, you know, a Cardi fan from the very beginning. He's been posting about Cardi, and then once the beef happened, and that's when he, like, switched. But, yeah, I don't get why, like, the Barb, why she had the blog there. She's on, she's paying blogs and stuff like that. They've been saying that about her for a while. But didn't Nicki have Queen Radio, and didn't she have TS Medicine come to the station? Didn't she have Kyle come up there? Wasn't she in communications with Tasha K? So I'm confused.
Yeah, and well, let's be very clear. Nicki Minaj follows all those blogs that kiss her A. She supports them. She likes stuff. So it's the same thing. And then let's be very clear. Nicki Minaj just sent her own story to the Shade Room for them to post. She got caught sending her own live to the Shade Room. So, but no one's going to talk about that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And And my whole thing is, like, people want to, like, bash bloggers, but if it wasn't for bloggers, you know, being nosy or being in the mess or whatever you want to call it, that's how your fave gets promoted.
Right.
That's how your fave, you know, that's how your fave, you know, it's social media networking. It's like social media. People use social media to connect with their fave and be more personable with their fave.
Let me tell you something. People are damned if they do, they damned if they don't. Let me tell you what people want me to do. People would rather me sit up here and never get an invite to the party so they can laugh and say, I kissed Cardi B's butt and I can't get an invite. Then when I get an invite to the party, they want it to be like, oh, you just have to DM her to get in and you got invited and now she's paying bloggers. Or then they want me to say, oh, well, you're biased. So then when I say, okay, well, I don't like this, but I like this, then all of a sudden I'm dragging Cardi. Then when I like everything Cardi does, I'm biased. I can't win for losing. If I say I don't like something, then everybody, then the Barty gang, a lot of the Barty gang is fake too. Fickle fake, because they flipped on me because they felt like I didn't agree with something. The Barbs were too. So what I'm learning is I got to keep my eye on the prize. Because I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. If I love everything Cardi B, I'm bought. If I don't like something that she doesn't do, then I'm a flip-flopper. You know what I mean? And instead of being a flip-flopper, why don't we call it for what it is? It's non-biased. So what people really should say is they want me to be – they like biased bloggers. You don't want somebody
right.
to give balanced commentary. You want somebody to say something that you can agree with 100% of the time. People talk about being biased and being bought. That's what they would prefer us to be. Because then when we're not, people like me get called a flip-flopper. Oh, he's such a flip-flopper. 1 minute he liked Nicki. No, I can very much so like Nicki and respect her as an artist and dislike her as a person.
Exactly. It's like it's a double standard. And at the end of the day, that's why you just keep on doing what you're doing. You don't pay, you know, these fan bases no mind. You just do Armand. And you got in that space by just being Armand. You don't have to be somebody that you're not. You don't have to switch up your voice when you get on camera to please a certain fan base like a lot of these bar blocks do. You know, you just do what you want to do. Do you. Be our mind.
Thank you, boo. You have
you're
a
welcome.
Good day. All right, let's get into some things. 0767, you live on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, Armand.
What's poppin'?
Nothing much. I did want to say that I myself am a Gemini, and from day one, I've always known that Cardi has had genuine energy. So for you to say that, I was like, you know what? From day one, I've always known Cardi is just a real bitch. Like, excuse my language.
Yeah.
She's just a real bitch. So, you know, this opportunity was great for you because at the end of the day, I watch your show. I love your show. You're genuine. You're you. And Cardi saw that. She was like, you know what? I'm inviting him to my party. Fuck what everybody else has to say. And that was that.
And that's what it was. And that's what happened.
And it seemed like a lit party. It seemed like a lit time. And you were able to enjoy that.
And I'm going to the next one. And whatever other one. And whatever other party. Because
right.
you can
know.
Still do this job. And still do it and still be respectful. And listen, some of them people might pull up on you and be like, yo, then we can have a conversation about it. But if you only lead with negativity, you don't ever, and hate and slander and expository, you know, and malice, you'll never get an opportunity to get in the face of these people. And people can be like, you know what? Hey, I really didn't like that. Maybe it's a misunderstanding. And they can actually explain it to you. You know what I mean? Thank you, boo. I'm going to let you go before you curse again. But anyway, so yeah, I feel like there's a balance here. You know, everybody's not going to like you. There is going to be a trust level that needs to be made. You know, everybody's not going to welcome me with open arms. You know, my job still is to talk. So I know that some places I may never go just because some people have huge trust issues. And in the entertainment business, you never know who's there for you or who's there for you. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. 5668. Hello? 5668.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
UK caller.
Hi, how are you?
I just wanted to say I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Such a long time. And just ignore all the haters who are like, oh, you shouldn't have been there, or making excuses or whatever, because they're just jealous at the end of the day. And
mm-hmm.
I just want to agree with you on the point that Cardi really is a nice person. And I think people just sort of stan culture getting in the way of viewing that. So I'm just really proud of you. And also,
Thank you. I just want to know,
did you meet Normani?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know she was there.
Oh, I'm so annoyed. I really wanted you two to meet, because I know, like, you know, you do have some things to say about her, but, you know, you're quite balanced in what you have to say about her, I think. But I just really wanted
to meeting her or running into Lizzo. But I didn't even see Lizzo.
Oh,
now, Lizzo was, because I'm like, oh, girl, I'm definitely not going to try to take a picture of Lizzo, because I'd be on Lizzo's neck. So, so I'm not even going to fake it and act like I want to take a picture with her, because I can't even see it. I know Lizzo's going to look a mess, and I'm not going to be out here telling her that she's so pretty. I'm not going to do it. I'm just not. So I was prepared to look at Lizzo and just go on about my day.
Yeah, I think you would get along with Normani, though. I really do.
Normani's a great girl. I just wasn't sold on the video, and I just kind of feel like she's missed her mark. It's no shade.
Yeah. I hope so. I'm quite young in her career, so
yeah.
She's got a chance to sort of show us what she's capable of. But, you know, I completely respect your sort of balanced view on her, because a lot of people just get blinded by that stan culture and start saying, you know, she hasn't got any talent and this and that. But I really do think we've not seen the full scope of what she's capable of. So I wish her luck, but I just wanted to say I'm so proud of you. Keep doing you.
Thank you. You make me laugh.
You're so, so funny.
Thank you.
And yeah, I really enjoy the show.
Thanks, Bill. All right. Well, we'll end right there. Shout out to that. All right. So boom. We had